In her new interview with CNN, James Foley's mother says she was threatened by government officials that she would be prosecuted if she raised money to free her kidnapped son.
We were told we could not raise ransom, that it was illegal. We might be prosecuted.
Today, Secretary of State John Kerry says he's unaware of any officials suggesting criminal charges.
I am totally unaware and would not condone anybody that I know of within the State Department making such a statement, so I don't know about it.
But overnight, the National Security Council took a harder line, saying the law is clear that ransom payments to designated individuals or entities such as ISIL are prohibited. Doing so would only put more Americans at risk of being taken captive.
As an American, I was embarrassed and appalled.
Diane Foley says the U.S. needed to do more to rescue her son. Sources say it wasn't the first time Foley had been kidnapped. A few years ago, Libyan militants released him after diplomatic efforts by U.S. officials. And the White House says rescuing Foley this time was such a priority, it sent in U.S. Special Forces in July.
The president was so convinced that this was a priority that he ordered a high-risk mission. Unfortunately, that despite the way in which that mission was executed, that is to say, successfully, it did not end in the release of Mr. Foley.
While Diane Foley says she is not blaming the U.S. government, she says the fact her son is now dead is proof something needs to change.
He was sacrificed because of just a lack of coordination, a lack of communication, a lack of prioritization. As a family, we had to find our way through this on our own.